Here's Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio from the National Weather Service. A combination of snowmelt, frozen ground, and rainfall possibly might lead to runoff into rivers and streams Thursday into Friday of this week. That runoff may allow for river ice to break up in some areas, which may cause ice jams and lead to localized flooding. Forecast for today, a mostly sunny day today, a high near 30. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 42. We'll check Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A reminder, there's a COVID vaccination clinic at Housatonic Valley Regional High School on Friday, the 18th. 12-plus COVID vaccination clinic will be held at the high school on Friday from 3 until 7 p.m. Additional upcoming clinic dates and times include February 25th at 3 to 7. All three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available. All boosters will also be available. The Connecticut State Senate voted yesterday to extend the governor's executive orders, including the wearing of masks in schools until the end of the month. State senators voted to extend Governor Lamont's 11 executive orders, which includes the mask mandate for schools. The Senate had approved a bill which requires masks until the end of the month. Then school boards will decide. The House gave its approval last week. The state mandate requiring masks in schools was set to expire Tuesday. The state mandate requiring masks in schools was set to expire today, but it's now been extended. If COVID cases increase, the state health department could step in and require kids to wear masks. Republicans feel that's too much control and want parents to make that call. Meanwhile, Connecticut's positivity rate stands at 3.32% as of Monday. 714,408 COVID-19 cases have now been reported since the beginning of the pandemic. It's up 1,524 since Friday. Officials say over 45,000 tests were administered, and the positivity rate was 3.32%. The current number of hospitalizations stands at 406, down 61 since Friday. In New York, COVID cases have plummeted 38% as the indoor mask mandate has been lifted. The state added 38,811 new cases the week ending Sunday, down from the previous week's tally of over 54,000. New York ranked 47th among the states where coronavirus was spreading the fastest on a per-person basis. Yet New York's decline in COVID-19 cases, which have plunged from the winter surge peak of 90,000 cases on January 7th alone, will now face another test as authorities brace for a potential uptick in infections linked to people gathering Sunday for Super Bowl parties. In Great Barrington, short-term rentals are a cash flow, but some residents want stricter regulations. The town is making money from its taxes on short-term rentals. Officials have thrown this to debate as they move closer to hammering out regulations that would limit the revenue stream. In Great Barrington, where the median single-family home price is $348,000, the problem is driven by a slew of factors. Most recently, the coronavirus pandemic had city dwellers buying fast and moving here full-time. Many second homeowners came to live here year-round. For those who support the tightened regulations, the loss is okay. They say it might even be surpassed by the people who live full-time in homes that might otherwise have been used as short-term rentals if those are purchased by year-round residents. Others say the town needs every dime from sources other than real estate taxes, since residents are also clamoring for a way to lower taxes. Short-term renters pay a total of about 14.7%, which includes a local tax and the state's 5.7%. In Salisbury today at 6 p.m., the Salisbury Democratic Town Committee. Also coming up tomorrow, the track committee meets at 5 p.m., 5:30 Salisbury Economic Development Commission, and 5:30 Salisbury Fire Commission. In Cornwall tonight at 7 o'clock, Board of Selectmen meeting via Zoom at 4 p.m. Tomorrow, the Board of Education Zoom at 4:15. In Kent, at 10 o'clock this morning, the Planning and Zoning POCD Committee has a meeting. Also coming up at 6 o'clock this evening, the Kent Volunteer Fire Department Membership Special Meeting. In the town of Northeast New York, they have a meeting on the 17th, Zoning Board of Appeals. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. They've got a tapas menu, specials every night, and of course you'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,566.17, the NASDAQ at 13,790.92, and the S&P 500 at 4,401.67. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.